Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hello, this is Jacqueline Sanders-Blackman, and this is the next episode of Entrepreneurship A to Z, and we are on letter D, and our word is dedicated, being dedicated. And you're starting a business, and that usually comes from a place of passion. So being dedicated isn't hard for most entrepreneurs, but there will become moments that you might just need to remind yourself, just, you know, keep this particular episode bookmarked, because there'll be some highs and lows and usually some pretty deep lows, and that's okay. It's part of the journey. Keep reminding yourself it's a journey. And there'll be times where you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. You may feel like you're spiraling. All of those things. And sometimes you got to give yourself that pep talk. Being dedicated, when I think of that word, I think of sacrifice. And tell yourself up front, there are going to be times where you're going to have to make sacrifices. And not and the way you want to make sacrifices. Usually the demands upon you are, it finds your weakness, and that seems to be what the demand is. You may be perfectly fine with giving up some of your time, you know, working late nights, coming in early, doing some of the grunt work. You may have no problem with that piece. That's not the part that's going to get you. Your particular challenge may come in the form of having to give up maybe something that you enjoy doing, maybe even doing for yourself. It might hit your budget, some of your line items and some of the frills and nice to haves that you like personally might have to take a hit for a while. Whatever that is, it's so important as entrepreneurs, because I talk to a lot of entrepreneurs, to be careful about saying what you won't do, what you won't give up, what you're not going to do. Because people sometimes go into and pursue being an entrepreneur because they think that they have the final say on everything. They think that it's the perfect alternative to abandoning the corporate world, the corporate life, because as an entrepreneur, no one can tell you what to do. And to some extent, that might be true. But if you've listened to some of my previous episodes up to this point, you know that's not really true. But I'm going to entertain it and say, suppose that was true. No one can tell you what to do as an entrepreneur. And that's why it's so important that you've got to exercise some tough love with yourself. Because if you don't call it out, and if you don't put yourself in check, then the impact is you may not have a business. It may not go the long haul. And that's the important part. Not to just start a business, but to maintain a business, to keep a business, to keep it going, so that whatever vision you have of being this business owner, and being able to say, hey, this is mine. I started it. I own it. This is my idea. Here it is. That you can say that not just the first year, not just the second year, but 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now. You want it to go the long haul. And so some of that may be look like some sacrifices on the front end so that you're not in year 20, 25, 30 and still making some of those startup sacrifices. Give, and maybe even until it hurts on the front end. But as long as you're building up, you see an upward tick of progression and success. It should feel on the front end a little bit like the hustle, you know, really leaning into it. You know, getting your hands dirty, whatever cliche you want to use, so that later on you can get your nails done and your hair done and always have that look that you don't have to get your hands dirty. But that's because you made the sacrifice on the front end. So make sure you are setting up those affirmations and those self-talks and even those self-checks to remind yourself, think about the long haul. Think about the big picture. This isn't meant to be a fly-by-night. This is meant to grow, to evolve. You don't day one in a startup, in a small business, take out every dime that you make. You've got to put it back in. Day one, because you sell an item, does not mean that you are profitable. There are the sunk costs, the investment costs, the reinvestment costs that go in long before you're pulling down major salary. And even if you hit some one in a million gold mine, and from day one, you're seeing some form of profit. Ask yourself, if pulling out that profit and spending it now, is that sustainable? And is it best for the long run life and viability of the business? So there's a lot of tough love that you have to apply. No one else is going to apply it. So that is the double-edged sword of no one's going to tell you. Nope, they're not. As a matter of fact, you can have all the rope you want. But what happens when you have too much rope? You go too far out on the ledge. There is no one there to pull you back. So I say all this because not wishing bad on anyone or just saying because this is what happened to other business, this is going to happen to you. But saying to you, you have all of the examples and history and knowledge to avoid being that statistic, so to speak, as far as small businesses go. You can avoid all of that. And I believe you will. So take that information, take it to the bank, cash it in, use it, apply it, and keep listening. Thank you again for joining me. This is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, and this has been your Entrepreneurship A to Z. Bye for now.